Drink.
Yo, guys, what it does, you know, it's about that time, and you know, when you hear this voice, it's none other than your only relevant, reverend, up in the streets, and yeah, guys, we are back, it's been a minute, we've been doing damn things out on the offlines, but yeah, we're back, about to give you guys some massive shit to listen to, because I know people have been hollering, asking what time it is, and yeah, it's about that time, we're about to launch and we are about to kill this shit. And you know, when you hear this voice right here right now, I ain't rolling solo. I got my squad up in the business. What up, squad?
Yeah.
You know. And yeah, guys, you know the petty guy doesn't roll solo. As you know, it's your two petty niggas and your favorite Zulu motherfucker. And yeah, right now, I'm about to intro my Zulu ninja from the lofts, the mansions, and the penthouses. You know what's about to go down.
Sanbonani, hey, tala santri na bafethu. You already know what it is. It's your boy Black Suave. You know the boy from the mansions, the penthouses, and the lofts.
Oh, yeah.
What it is. Talangangcina, girl. Talangangcina.
Oh, yeah.
Mara sosibuyile manje. Sikengomlilo.
Yes.
Was a big Nazi.
Yes.
And as, you know, the only relevant reverend has already stated, we're not riding solo, man. We are squad deep.
Squad.
And, you know, it's about to be very, very, very interesting tonight.
Massive vibes.
Dango please.
Massive vibes. And yeah, guys, without massiveness, and you know what we do, you know we don't roll just two-man squad. We always got the bad bitch up in the business. And for those that have been catching up and hitting us up and asking us, where is the bad bitch? The bad bitch is back in the business. And yeah, for those that have been loyal listeners, you do know that we roll one time deep within the elements of our Shady Slurker. What up, Shady Slurker?
Why am I Shady Slurker all of a sudden?
It's what it is.
Isn't that your calling? Whatever?
No. No, but first of all, I think I need to start by saying Happy New Year to you.
Oh, yay! Happy New Year.
I haven't formally seen you guys since last year, December.
What it is.
It's been a minute. But yeah, remind us who you are, what you is, and what you all about.
Obviously, it's me, Shady.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker under the shade.
Oh shit! Oh, Shady Luckers back in the business. Yeah, guys, three man squad still deep within the vibes. And yeah, we had to recruit a fresh vibe, a fresh element. Young, fresh from the tea, Mr. I don't know who I should call him, but I think he should do the honors and introduce himself. Kim Munnawari Bombastics, Mfana Wako Pitori, Slicer Man who slices it before you could even slice a slice of bread. This motherfucker gonna fuck you up, so make sure you listen up and do hit us on the socials. You do know how we roll. And yeah, here's my nigga. What up, ninja?
Okay, like they said, it's the slicer man, the slender slice machine. I'm a sweet, what's a 012? And yeah, it feels good to join you guys.
Thank you,
man.
thank you for joining us eventually. Eventually.
Yeah, eventually, yeah. And I hope you guys have a good time listening to us.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah, let's take it away.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome, Mr. Slizen. And yeah, before we slice into the slizenness of the topic, I just want to say, guys, Happy New Year's, as this lady has mentioned earlier. And right now, we're about to get into the new vibes, new elements. You do know that when we get into new elements, it's not a new and fresh of the tea vibe. It's just us making you guys realize that
So what are the vibes like, boy? What are the vibes like?
Let's get this plane launched.
Yes.
Should we? No, it's not landing. It's taking flight.
Okay.
And yeah, let's get into the elements, guys. You do know at this point and at this relevant minute that we are in right now, ish kuraf, guys. I don't know if I should, you know, take this as the relevant reverend will always take it. You know, I always slice in with, you know, elements that are a bit, you know, off the tee. But I think to somewhat also intro the topic that we're about to get into, I just want to say, before we all have our opinions and just before we get into the element of the depth of a conversation, I'm just going to give a young disclosure.
Disclaimer.
Oh, closure.
Say it the right way, nigga.
Disclaimer.
You got to say the right thing the right way.
I'm going to disclaimer. Please disclosure.
Disclaimer.
All right, we're going to give a young disclaimer. The views and the opinions expressed in this podcast are of the individuals giving their opinions and are not those of your two petty niggas and your favorite Zulu nigga, including the Slady Slurker and
the Slender Slice Machine.
What's a 012? Oh yeah, but yeah guys, getting into serious business and getting into serious shit. It's been a heavy week, it's been a heavy month, it's been a heavy start to the year. Mm-hmm. And I think all of us can relate to this topic, and I feel like it's something that we needed to, you know, put on the chats and put on the socials just to get perspective as far as what people have to say around the elephant in the room. And by the elephant,
why is it heavy,
my dog? I think one thing about it being so heavy is a lot of these things that are happening and are transpiring are things that we've been brushing under the carpet and things that we haven't actually felt the need to discuss openly and vocally. So and I think you know that us as stupid niggas and your favorite Zulu nigga, we always tap into the unconventional. So yeah guys, I think as we know and as we are also still in that fresh vibe of what just happened in the past week and a half, you know, the passing of Ricky Rick, and also
R.I.P. Mikado.
R.I.P. R.I.P. And a lot of other things that we can also discuss around a lot of elements that we can look at from that aspect of mental health and how we struggle as a nation, as a people, and also as individuals from an aspect where we don't allow ourselves to deal with our personal issues where they affect us so deep that we take drastic measures and it ends up becoming the chat that we're about to have today.
So, Doug, let me ask you, what is mental health to you, bro?
So, before we get into that, my G, I'm about to lace it down. And right now, right here, I feel like we all might have a different perspective as to what that could be, what it could mean, and what it could also personally be in the sense of how you see the topic and how you relate to the topic. But I think one thing around the table is we discussed it, and I feel like we're about to open up the chat as far as what we believe and what we think. And
let the people know, man. Let the people know.
So basically, guys, I'm putting up the chat to you. Hit us on the socials. It's at Ref Drizzy, at Black Suave.
At Black Suave all day.
At.
I changed my Instagram and every other handle because of the videos that I was getting.
You got groupies, girl. God damn.
I changed.
You didn't become famous.
I had to change.
New year, new vibes. New handles, new shit.
New year, new me.
So where can we hit you up?
It's Busy underscore Ricotto now.
So y'all heard it's Busy underscore Ricotto. No, that's gonna be the Ricotto is temporary for another 6 months, just as a side note. But anyway, that's not the chat we're having tonight.
TMI.
Yeah, yeah. No, fuck you, nigga.
Damn shit.
Yeah, I know, I told you all I'm revit one more sweet was a 012 pew 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 pew. Yeah, but you can find me at Muriti underscore King Balo 10. Timbinkosi number 10.
Thank you.
So the reason for us putting the socials on lock is because I want you all to hit us up. Tell us what you think about the topic. Give us your insight. Give us your perspective. Give us your opinions. Maybe you guys have first experiences. No nudes shared. This is about to be a serious topic. It's about to be a serious conversation. And I see the Zulu niggas not taking this any seriously. But yeah, let's get into this business. So guys, my main chat around this whole conversation was us to unlock and unleash this whole issue around mental health.
Okay.
What is mental health?
But I'll ask you first, nigga.
No, I'm relaying the questions to our fellow listeners.
Okay.
What is mental health? What does it mean to you as an individual? How do you control or how do you have an overview of how you allow emotions to take over you from an aspect where mentally you struggle to deal with everything that you've experienced, everything that you are currently experiencing, and how that also allows you to experience things from a point of view where they affect your entire well-being. Mm-hmm. And right here, right now, I think the chat has been opened. Yeah. We are now in it. So yeah, mental health. Guys, it's a very it's a very sensitive topic. I don't want to lie. And I think as a male talking about it...
Why is it sensitive?
It's sensitive because I think it's something that we have struggled to discuss.
Who's we, dog?
We as a nation, as a people.
Okay, okay.
From a male or female perspective, I feel like generally there's been this tippy-toeing around this conversation and we always wait for things to get so drastic where when the damage is done and it's too late, that's when we want to have the conversation. You know, I don't think we needed Ricky to take his own life for us to discuss this openly. I honestly feel like as people, we need to be conscious of our emotions and conscious of the things that we allow in our space that affect us in the sense of allowing them to even take control of how we carry ourselves moving forward. And that's where my point of mental health is going to come in. Mental health, or rather, let's say, yes, mental health.
To you.
To me.
What is it?
What it means to me is having the ability to be conscious of your state of mind, to allow whatever experiences, present or past, to have an influence positively
or negatively.
Or negatively.
Yes.
But also coming to terms with them negatively, where you don't allow them to become a distraction.
Well, you don't allow them to dominate your entire existence forward as a human.
But that's my opinion, so don't take credit for my opinion.
No, I'm just adding on to this thesis because I'm on the same wavelength. But I would like to take it to the Shady Lurker so she can give us the actual dictionary meaning of what mental health is and how we can then unpack it accordingly. So B, holler at the people, let them know what it is accordingly.
So the definition that I got is from mentalhealth.gov, which is our South African mental health website, where it's got like a lot of tips and all of those things to help you just manage mental health for those who are interested. So it's mentalhealth.gov, and it says that mental health includes our emotional, psychological and social well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, how we act. It also helps determine how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. Over the course of your life, if you experience mental health problems, your thinking, mood, and behavior could be affected. Many factors contribute to mental health problems, including biological factors, such as genes and brain chemistry, life experiences such as trauma or abuse, or family history of mental health problems. So it's a lot of things. It is a lot. And to think that I'm reading this for the first time and it says that family history also contributes, and also biological factors such as genes and brain chemistry. That is something that we never take into consideration.
We don't.
That is something that it could be passed down from generation to generation.
I think, thank you for that point. I take it very, very, very... It opened a new perspective for me already. And I think before I even get into that, I just want to get perspective from the two gens that I'm sitting with, because I feel like mental health, as the current state of where we are, the main issue and the main gender that is mostly and highly impacted, not that I'm discarding the other gender, all I'm saying is the main issue and how it's becoming such a huge element where we're struggling to come to terms.
It's a pandemic, bro. Say it the right way.
100%. Thank you for that English. But yeah, Yale didn't even accept you, so it's fine. We can't even take credit for that. But right now, tapping into that, I want us to also understand it from an element of not discrediting genders and making it a gender thing where it's like we are making it seem like the gender or the other gender is not highly affected by it. But I just want to pass this to my fellow gens. How, as you being an individual, being you and being conscious of mental health and what was just read from this lady Slurker, how do you feel your mental health or your mental state of mind is?
Look, when it's all said and done, personally, I feel that, you know, when it comes down to mental health, dog, like, you kind of have to be aware of things that have scarred you. You know, when we were growing up as kids, we all used to play soccer or whatever sports. You'd fall, you'd have a scab, you'd put a bandage there. You've identified where you are hurt.
Sure.
And you then proceed to put whatever you put there, and the bandage like on, after a while it heals, right? For me, that is a young metaphor of what mental health is. Unless you acknowledge it accordingly, unless you understand the impact that it has on the person you are right now and how you became that person, then it kind of becomes futile, because then it's always going to impact how you do things in the future.
So in that case, do you believe that you've put the plaster on all the scars?
Not a fucking chance, bro. I've still got like issues that I'm still dealing with. This is why, as black people, I still encourage all of us who are listening to this, guys, therapy is a real thing. B just mentioned something that is quite profound by mentioning family history and how that affects you, right? Sure. You can't ignore that shit, because all these things that have happened in your life as you were growing up is what have molded you to become the person that you are. Whether good or bad, whether fucked up or not, whether, intellectual or not, whatever you want to classify it as. Long story short, it matters. And it's incumbent upon the individual. And I'm not saying we all didn't have perfect lives, right? But we all need to acknowledge our scars in order for us to heal accordingly. But if you choose to ignore them, that's where the shit starts. So,
Manager, I want to get perspective from the Praetorian.
Yeah, I'm ready to my sweet Omaning. What's the 012? Can you just tell us?
We always believe that gents from Pitori have like rock solid hearts.
Lies.
Lies. They don't get hurt.
I feel like a cat had nine lives, not nine hearts. God damn.
Okay, well, for me, when coming to mental health and issues like that, one used to think that mental health had a lot to do with stability. In terms of you being stable, in terms of like everything that people can see from the outside, and you also sometimes, like they said, you might feel that you are.
Yeah.
But deep down inside, you actually are not.
Exactly.
Okay, you get what I'm saying?
100%.
And with everything that has happened, I think I've come to realize that we are a very troubled nation.
Yes. Facts.
You understand?
Facts.
Regardless of gender, age, race, whatever it is whatever that you are. Like, we are a very troubled nation. And also to mention this, there are a lot of forms of therapy. Therapy is not necessarily going to someone or paying someone and seeing someone who's going to come to you and tell you things via the books and whatever, whatever. You can also go to your friends
100%.
And speak to your friends. Or even sometimes therapy comes in forms of strangers.
Even pastors,
you know.
Exactly, yes.
But also, on the other hand, people that we go and confide in, you know. I feel like we need to be sensitive to other people's issues.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we all have our own troubles, but we should put an ear out and listen to what the other person has to say, because like we learn things every day.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. So your trouble could actually teach me something that I didn't know and could also have an impact on me. You get what I'm saying?
And this is how we learn from each other's mistakes, right?
Exactly. We need to start learning and understanding that no one is perfect and that we're all human.
Fact.
You understand?
Fact.
And yes, there is by the book definition of what mental health is, but the application of that is not the same for all of us.
Let me ask B a question right quick. So B, according to you, right, as our only female resident at the moment right now, we'll always, you know, divulge things and it's broadly from a man's perspective. According to what you've seen and experienced in life, what do you think contributes to healthy, sustainable relationships married with mental health, and how do you think you reverse it if it's toxic? Just from your perspective.
That's a very difficult one, because from my experience, there are no two relationships that are the same.
Exactly.
Right? And taken into account is that there are no two individuals that are the same. So if you and I come into a relationship, I'm coming into the relationship with my own troubles, and you're coming into the relationship with your own troubles, right? But one thing that I have found that works is having very open and clear communication. You know, it's like you mentioned when we're having this conversation casually, that you cannot really be mad at me for not supporting something that you have not relayed to me clearly.
100%.
You know?
100%.
But at the same time, I think the difficulty that we are facing here is being open. Like, how am I supposed to be open with my partner? Because I think we've also had this conversation before where we said that sometimes when you get into a relationship, you get into a relationship already trained. Hypothetically, we'd like to believe that we're entering a relationship with a blank slate.
True.
Right? But the reality of it is you always enter a relationship with some sort of baggage.
With the scars from your past.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So your baggage might not necessarily be relationship related. It might be something that happened, like you said, in your, you know, your childhood days. Mm-hmm. It might be something that you're experiencing right now as an adult. It might be something that that happened recently, you know, and it's affecting you overall. But in terms of looking for support, I'd really like to concur with what Marita was saying, with saying that we really need a very firm support structure.
Facts.
But my thing is, I would really want to encourage an exchange. I want us to have a dialogue between both men and female. With the whole situation happening with Ricky Rick, I couldn't help but to feel just a little bit disappointed.
Why? With everyone,
right?
Okay. Saying everyone is very fair. I agree with everyone, right?
But
who's everyone though? Also, let's be specific.
Like, if we had to look at the whole situation, I have to be fair and say that I'm disappointed in the way that every single person handled this. I have to be fair and say I'm disappointed in the way everybody handled the situation. We are all mourning as a country. We've lost somebody that's very near and dear to us, regardless of the fact that we knew him or not, right? Sorry. But as a woman, I want to speak from myself, and I really do want to stress the fact that my opinions are mine only, but I couldn't help but to feel just a little bit disappointed in myself as a female and how females are being looked at through this entire experience, right? Mm-hmm. By nature, women are raised to be natural nurturers. So we are expected to have like a softer exterior as opposed to our male counterparts,
okay,
right?
Okay,
meaning that we
okay.
are supposed to be slightly easier to speak to, more understanding. And then this happens, and then you see a lot of the backlash that the women faced in terms of looking at this in a relationship narrative where they're saying, oh, the wife could have been more supportive.
Sure.
You know, they're expecting her to step in.
But, like, let me throw, like, a spanner in the works, right?
Okay.
We also know that the homie Keenan went through something very, very similar.
Yes.
His was a lot more gruesome, and it was more in the public eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when that happened on his side, was the same narrative being spread on the streets?
I feel like the difference between the two was the support structure that the two had.
Yes.
Not knowing necessarily what support structure Makado, RIP to him, had. But from what we've seen or from what we've known or what we know is that the support structure that he had from the gents and especially the females in his corner, we could see Jorge that he was very supported, and they made him feel that it's okay for you to feel this way and you will get through it. And we are there 100% of the way with you.
Whereas with Ricky's person is what? What's the alternative?
Both of them, I feel like, faced a lot of backlash because immediately when the news broke out that Nelly had committed suicide by jumping, everybody wanted to jump down Keenan's throat and blame him.
Facts.
Right? There were videos of him punching down a
Facts.
Door.
Facts.
There were videos
Facts.
Of him yelling and fighting.
Yes.
And there
yes.
were videos of a...
Just bashing.
You know, the same happened to Ricky. Prior to him killing himself, there were videos of him and his wife in a situation that looked like the wife was unhappy, you know? And still then...
Well, the Valentine's Day video.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, and still there was a lot of backlash, you understand? So I feel like we are at a situation where we're dealing with a very sensitive manner. As we have already unpacked, we've realized that this is a very serious illness that can be passed down. Right? And then we're also trying to ignore the fact that whether it's happening to me or you, we need to put everything aside and address it as it is. It's a mental illness.
So let me now ask you like another question, right?
Okay.
How do you support your partner who you have identified
Ooh.
Might have that condition? Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget that in relationships, things also do become like a bit tricky, right? You know, there are other elephants in the room that are harder to address, others are easier. But now you as B or as Mritzi, once you see that like your partner might be going down that slippery slope,
Ooh.
How do you intervene? How do you help them? How do you, you know, like how are you there for them in a present way? Because obviously they're gonna push you away because they are suffering from an illness.
I think you need to make them comfortable in the fires that they're seeing as well.
How do you do
right?
this? How?
Yo, that's a very tough one.
Yeah, how?
But to make them feel that it's okay for you to be going through whatever it is that you're going through, you know? It doesn't make you any different or useless or whatever it is that society puts it out there. This whole,
100%.
Sometimes to certain...
100%.
When coming to certain things, you know, we need to get out of this whole manly, you understand? Because this illness...
Gender roles.
This gender role. Because this illness does not choose whether... You are a man, or you're a female,
Facts.
Or it has no age, it has no size, you understand? So, again, like I said, you need to feel comfortable in the fires that you're seeing.
Yes.
You understand? And once you're comfortable in the troubles that you're going through, I feel like it will be easier for you to express yourself towards other people as to how you're feeling, etc., etc.
So I'm about to hand over to B, right? But then I just wanted to like throw like a spanner in the works right now to say, how do you make somebody comfortable with being vulnerable, whereas all they know is to have their walls up?
Okay.
B?
So this is my favorite thing to talk about, right? With communication, I love communication. I'm a big advocate of having open communication, concise communication, right? But communication doesn't really work if you guys are communicating to answer, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So don't speak. Sure. So don't listen just to answer. Yeah. Speak to understand. But also with communication, my biggest thing is empathy.
Mm.
Guys, if a person is going to be vulnerable and open with you, the biggest thing, the biggest hat that you have to wear is an empathetic hat. Right?
Yeah.
You need to sit down and you need to listen with a very open heart. It cannot be easy.
Shout out to that. Yeah.
It cannot be easy for anyone to sit down and say anything.
That's my woman! Thank you.
I feel like
Captain Obvious.
I feel like with the conversations that we've had, the one of mental health is very near and dear to my heart. Like, I try by all means to be there for my people as much as they are for me, right? And I upon growing up, I've learned that we take things very differently. My problems might not always look as big to somebody else, but the way it's affecting me is
what really matters.
Is what really matters. That's why I say empathy.
And that's the part that's always
shadowed. Yes. It's always pushed aside.
Yes.
If I come to you and I say, "Oh, Q, you know, I have a thorn in my hand. Please help me out." You always say, "Oh no, but because I have a cut, your problem is not as big as mine." You're trying to compare the two issues, not realizing that this minor injury in your eyes is a big inconvenience to my life.
So it also then stems down to being in a position to not invalidate the next person's feelings, right?
Absolutely.
And that also stems from friendships to relationships to family, because also family is also a big part of what contributes to you making the decisions that you make sometimes, right?
Amazing.
Because ngesinye isikhathi unokubona ngathi uyaphodla mara ubhodli fandiwana and abakumameli, yabona.
Realistically looking at it, guys, I feel like with how mental health affects us as individuals, whether we look at it from a dynamic of what is the most influential aspect of your life that has the most negative contribution, I would feel like even if my family had to be a very big part or a very big negative influence as far as my mental health is concerned, I would never in any way direct that to them.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Directly? No, but directly I'm talking from my own personal
issues. As in like you would never tell them that they are the reason for your problems.
I would never go back to my dad and say, "You are the reason why I'm the person I am today and I'm struggling to deal with the issues that I have today."
But don't you think that going to the source of the problem will allow you to heal accordingly as a gent?
But you know what the problem is? Besides approach, let's look at the dynamics from a son talking to his father about such shit.
Sure. Okay.
And looking at it from you being where you are and looking at the generation that your parents grew up
from
or influenced by.
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I'm going to say something now. Anyway,
essentially, based on what I'm saying right now, having a chat with my dad regarding mental health or mental issues or something that is probably something negative based on the element looking at it from a family dynamic and how that contributes to my mental health. Don't do that shit.
So my rebuttal to that, right, is I'm a big, very, very big advocate about taking accountability. Guys, if you don't take accountability of your actions, you will never understand. And it also lends itself to B's chat about empathy and wearing the hat of empathy. Because unless you really, really own your shit, you're gonna always do the same shit and you're always gonna cause the same damage. So to your point about speaking to family about whatever things happened in the past, The reason why I feel like it's imperative is because that's the source of the problem. For as long as you still have the ability to chop it up and say, you know what, brother, or ma oledi, or antiza, or
like
or whatever it was. No,
is
no, no.
The conversation gonna no, happen? I didn't like the way you brought me up.
Not to say that, but more to say, you know, when I was growing up, at certain stages of my life, I felt like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I felt like this based on your actions, which are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now that we're older, I still love you. I fucked with you like wholeheartedly. I will never, ever, ever... However, I feel that, you know, me now being older, I'm in a better position to understand my emotions. Because back then, I was just being a child. And I didn't understand what your chats and your actions or how they were negatively affecting me, you know? So for me, I don't agree with your approach in terms of not chopping it up with family, because I feel like everything started with family. And then when you went out to the outside world, exactly.
That's the first element of where
that's your first
you grew up around
example
family.
Of love. Yeah, sure. You know, it's your first example of being nurtured, being protected, being abused even in some cases, right? And then when you go out into the world and then you experience similar characteristics from other people, now you're bound to protect yourself. And that inadvertently makes you a toxic person, because to the person who's doing it, it might not be the same intent.
Sure.
I'm not sure if you hear me, Mrivit.
Okay, but one thing I've caught from what you're saying is that you're basically very aware of what is happening.
You're conscious of what is happening.
Yeah. So you being conscious of what is happening, does that not mean you low-key have control? You understand? Because sometimes it's possible for you to have a mental illness and not be aware that you have it. Because now, like what you're saying now is that you say that you know where it comes from.
Yes.
So if you know where it comes from, you possibly know what the solution is.
But
which could possibly be maybe cutting, like worst case scenario, you cut off what it is that is causing you to be feeling the way you're feeling.
But what if that person is family, right? Bro?
No, but I like the direction that he's taking this conversation to, because I think realistically, looking at your point, it's not what we exercise and it's not what we practice. Because I think we also have this disability of believing that men don't wear their hearts on their sleeves.
Why?
Basically, it's now coming back to this whole thing, Yahore. If it's something that allows you to portray a sign or a point of weakness, you shouldn't show it. Rather keep it inside, internalize it. You're conscious of the feeling, yes, it's there. You are aware of it, you are feeling it, but you don't allow it to be something that the next person can be able to realize and give out a helping hand.
So before I hand over to Bina, I just want to interject and ask you a question. If you know the source of the pain, right, and you know that you are scarred, and then you go into friendships, relationships going forward, and those people personify exactly what you chose to ignore via maybe a family member or your best friend or the love of your life, who you thought was the love of your life. When now you're in the next relationship, for example, and that person does the exact same thing, have you healed? Are you still in control now to just write them off?
You're not. The power doesn't lie in you, because you're not allowing it to be something that you can get over and move away from. And I feel like that's where we need to emancipate ourselves and realize that at the end of the day, the decision is up to you as to how you deal with the trauma.
But I got a Mrivit just said right now, Uti, if you know the source of the pain, then therefore you know what parts of the body to cut out, right?
I didn't discredit what he was saying. I was in full agreement, and my point was, I fully agree with him, but practically looking at it from how things are, from a practical point of view, it's not feasible. That's not the case.
It's not feasible.
It would honestly be something that I feel like if I was conscious of the pain and I was conscious of where the source of the pain is from, and understanding very well that me interacting with XYZ is the reason I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, and me having that ability to understand that me cutting ties with that individual or with those individuals will minimize that pain, but then it would be the solution to my problems. But I think practically it's so unrealistic to allow that to be the probable cause, because at the end of the day, we look at the situation from a point where we are also doing things to somewhat have an I don't know if it's something that we do consciously or it's something that we are forced to do because it's what is normalized. But I'm going to end my point and I'm going to finish and I'm going to give you the platform to talk. But my point is coming from a position where I feel like when we look at it from Mrivit's point of view, it makes sense from a logical point of view. But practically, it is not something that we have normalized because already coming from a position where you can honestly believe that if I have a problem with XYZ, and XYZ referring to individuals that are from your family dynamic,
sure,
and you knowing very well that at the end of the day, but was that a bloody sticker than water? There's no way ukakwatela ngwanako wena for 20 years of your life. You know, just get over it. Ki family. That person will remain your cousin or your brother forever. And at the end of the day, I feel like even if we have an open conversation about those kind of things, it's going to come back to the same element where it's going to, you're going to be invalidated to some extent where even your feelings will not matter to the next person because it will almost seem like you're making the situation about yourself.
As if you're tripping.
Waban. And that's why I'm saying we can also look at it from other dynamics where it's not even family, friends, relationships. And that's why you also mentioned a point which I very, very much somewhat also believe that's the root cause of mental health issues. Family, upbringing.
Yeah, facts.
Where you stem from.
Facts.
How you grew up in a family aspect of how your mom and your dad interacted between themselves, how you dealt with pain and grief and all these things. Because that's what we learn and that's what we are accustomed to because that's all we know.
Thanks.
And honestly, looking at that, it also sets a foundation as to how you deal with things moving forward.
Over to you, B.
Okay. Gentlemen, if you would allow me, I believe that this platform is somehow supposed to also bring solution to a problem, right? So I think I'd like to take this opportunity, if the women of the world would allow me to, I'd like to open a question to the gentlemen that are sitting in front of me right now, right? And I'm basically saying to you guys, if you had to lay your heart bare and you had to speak to whoever you were speaking to, and relay to them your problems and everything that you're going through, and you wanted support, what would that support look like? How would you like us?
As women?
Yes.
Or as... Because I feel like when we look at it from a gender point of view, that's why I don't want to genderize it.
No. I'm just... I didn't say women.
Okay.
I'm just saying that how would you like us to support you? And us could be anyone.
Sure.
Right? Us could be me supporting my father. Us could be me supporting my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Us could be me supporting my brother, my sister, or whatever. But I'm posing the question to the gentlemen in front of me because the gentlemen in front of me are the people that I'm basically talking to.
100%.
But also, I wanted to pose the question to gentlemen specifically because I feel like the problem we have is getting the gentlemen to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm giving you the platform to tell us, guys, if there were a formula to follow, what would it look like?
Maybe let's ask this from the other way, where we try and discover why are gents having an issue or are struggling to speak?
And that's exactly where I'm going with it, right? Earlier on, you mentioned the points about our parents' background,
mm-hmm,
and how they grew up, right? Mm-hmm. The purpose of generations is to educate the next generation.
Sure.
You know, I got two boys who right now are technologically astute. One is 6, one is 2. But those niggas know how to technologically astute. You know what I'm saying? Got it on burst sticks. Those guys do things with the phone that I only learned when I was like 12.
Sure.
Right? So is it now incumbent upon me to impose how I grew up and say, no, I only understood smartphones when I was 13?
Fair.
No, it's
fair.
Not.
Fair.
It's incumbent upon me to learn from them and say, oh shit, this little nigga can do X, Y, and Z. Therefore, you know, progression is going in this direction. Same thing with our parents.
So I think you're somewhat agreeing with my point based on my perspective, given addressing mental health issues from a family point of view and a family perspective.
And where I'm going with it is to say that it's also incumbent upon us. And the reason why I talk about the source and family being the source, right, is the fact that we can't shy away from the uncomfortable chats that we need to have with our elders. Be it your uncle, your auntie, your old lady, your taima, your extended, your grandmother, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually the only person they'll probably listen to. They'll never listen to Umaki from next door and say, you know what, Mara, when you're a bit too harsh on the boy and you've corrupted him somewhat. They will listen to your lived experiences based on their actions.
Okay.
And their actions have actually created or molded somewhat the gent that you are.
I get that, but for the sake of time, can we deviate from the family aspect and deal with it from a peer perspective?
Peer to peer?
Peer to peer.
Nigga, fuck you.
Because generally looking
at if you fucks with me, I'll say fuck you and fuck you.
And Mrivet, I'm going to give you the platform. I just want to base it on what we're talking about and how we can also dig deep into the deeper problems that we are dealing with at this day and age. I don't think we can blame it on family dynamics being an issue. Yes, that's the core of the problem. But I generally feel like we have the power now, being conscious individuals and being people that are aware of our emotions and being people that are in control of how we allow things to affect us and also being mindful of how you react to certain things. And hence, I want to bring it back to the peer-to-peer level of this discussion to try and understand that every single interaction you have, whether it's social, whether it's emotional, whether it's career, influences your mental well-being. Generally. Unless people are disagreeing with me. Yes? No?
No.
Thank you. But one thing I want to also relay is, yes, we can allow ourselves to be victims of the past. But yes, the past is the past. We can allow ourselves to rewrite the past and create a new generation moving forward. Hence, Q's point about generation is another element where you also need to be mindful of what's the next step to not allow the past to affect the next generation, which you have an influence over. He's a father to two sons who are now living in a new generation, which is not somewhat similar to the generation that he grew up under. And one thing, when we look at it, it's now up to you to understand and realize that as a grown individual, as a mentally capable individual to know the difference between right and wrong, as an emotionally intelligent individual who can also be mindful of how you portray yourself from an emotional point of view, from a mental point of view, and how you engage with people socially, emotionally, even from a career point of view. There's elements in your life where you can also influence the direction of how that relates in your life. Point one. Point two, yes, fine. The foundation level is the most influential. But I feel like at this point, let's not deviate from the aspect of understanding that the main issue that we are deviating on, or the main issue that we are currently sitting with right now, is the fact that men do not want to normalize this exercise of talking and being vocal about their emotions.
Why?
To themselves, to their friends or their peers, even to their partners.
Why?
That is the question I want to address. Why?
I feel like in this situation, we are all to blame.
Society.
As society, friends, family, peers, lovers, and etc. etc. We are all to blame in terms of supporter, lo no supporter he.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
And vice versa.
Sure.
You understand? I could be willing to talk, but are you willing to listen?
And when you listen, how do you listen?
Understand? And when you listen, how do you listen?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
You could be willing to listen.
Is this from a gen to gen perspective?
No, in general.
In general.
You could be willing to listen.
Yeah.
Right?
But are you willing to understand?
But are you exactly? Oh. And my correspondence to you listening is so we can't really say it's you or it's me.
Sure.
This is genuinely just teamwork.
Sure.
And like I said, it's starting everything on a clean slate.
Sure.
You know, regardless of who you are, how things happen, what.
Sure.
Listen, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You, okay, what's up, bro? What's your problem? Mm-hmm. I'm listening. And when I tell you my problem, like B said, empathize.
Sure.
You know? And I also shouldn't take your empathy. I shouldn't take advantage of your empathy and now want to take my problems and dump it on you. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. This kind of situation, this is not something we can solve by ourselves.
Mm, sure.
You understand? Mm. It requires hectic teamwork.
It's group work, Mpanagis. Remember primary school? Group work.
But
it's tricky, bro.
It's tricky.
Actually, this conversation required us to like come to terms with our own personal issues before we can come to the red team.
But either way,
because it's triggering.
It is. But I think for the first time, as a grown up, I can finally admit to people that I'm a grown woman, right? To sit with gentlemen and really unpack this. I'm starting to get like the narrative of it all, right? I think, and that's another thing that we struggle with as people. Sometimes when somebody's going through something, is that you have this image of them in your head, and then we struggle to see the person who's going through whatever they're going through as Nobi.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
We don't want to remove that. Yeah. And I think the basis of the basis of starting this kind of conversation is I need to remove every narrative and see the individual as an individual.
Thank you.
As a human being.
Yes.
All humans.
Yes.
Gender aside.
And one of the other biggest things about communication is that, you know, when you have to communicate things, especially if it's something that has got such a huge impact on a specific person's well-being, is that vulnerability of somebody being completely naked in front of you. And I'm talking about bare in a sense of you're being mentally and emotionally
vulnerable
and just laying it all on the table. And trusting that this person is going to take whatever it is that you're saying to them and they're going to help you. That is a very big responsibility for the other person to take. You know, to know that I've seen you in this way and I know all these things and you have trusted me to help you. I mean, it's a heavy load for you to carry alone, but, you know, the assurance that you have somebody else to carry the load with, I think, that is at least one step forward. And something that I've always told myself is that half a step is still a step.
Damn! I see why she's your wife, nigga. Damn, you bombastics. But you know what, B? Yeah. Just on that note, right? I love how you put it right now, because when it's all said and done, according to me, right, we've all had relationships outside of our current relationships, right? And seeing Skati, other people are unaware of their own scars until you bring them up.
Yeah.
And when you bring them up, it looks like, I don't know, you're flexing on them or whatever the case might be, but you're genuinely there to help because you understand, kids or no kids, going forward, this is the person you are about to evolve into, right? Because you haven't acknowledged X, Y, and Z. So now my question is, as much as to your point, Mutale, about Jen's not talking.
Drizzy, drizzy.
Oh, yes. Drizzy. Oh, yeah. Thank okay, Drizzy. Much. Okay, Drizzy, Reverend. Church, tabernacle, as Cedric would say. But like, in terms of that, right? There are other people who in life, number one, haven't acknowledged their scars. Don't want to acknowledge their scars.
Ooh.
And when you bring them up, it looks like you're the dick, but you're trying to build for the future. So how would you propose you handle that, B? Holler at the boy.
Oh my gosh.
I thought this was coming to the reverend.
No, pass it to the reverend.
I'm going to preach.
But wait, can I say something? I think the way to put it, right? How do you help someone with victim mentality?
Thank you.
Okay, fair. I'm not going to answer.
Yes.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
All right, I'm not going to answer the victim mentality part. I'm going to take this.
But that's what I was asking.
No. Fuck your question. I'm going to address this bit by bit. We're taking this step by step. Guys, this requires a delicate approach. So don't shove shit up my mouth or my throat. I'm just as mentally unstable as you are.
Okay, Bart Simpson. Anyway.
So one thing I wanted to understand, now we're dealing with, I think we're addressing, because I think for the sake of time, let's get into the aspect of relationships and why it's always an issue where things that are so mentally negative or mentally toxic always filter through into relationships that you're trying to build, whether it's emotionally, whether it's, you know, I feel like it's sort of like, what do you call it in English? It's like a barking.
What, a generational curse?
No, it's a generational curse. Barking. It has a
ripple effect.
Oh, yes. Ripple effect. Yeah. Domino. Yeah. They fell down just like... Yeah.
Okay, Brian Taylor.
So yeah, coming back to that, I saw something on Instagram. I just didn't have the time to screen grab it and share it with you guys today, but it still sticks in my mind and in my head. Why and how in relationships, before we get into the element of disclosing what we're doing and solidifying this union that we are building from an emotional point of view as a couple, why do we not, before getting into that aspect, create a solid, a very fair and a comfortable element of discussing traumas?
But how do you do that? Because you're traumas. Still learning the person.
Let's talk about our traumas. No, you're learning. You need to learn my traumas too. That's part of me. You're learning me.
That's what I was talking about outside.
That's learning me.
Disclosure.
If I'm going to come through and show you the good side of me and not bring my traumas into all of this, and all these are going to filter through 20 years or 5 years into our relationship, and now you realize that I'm still dealing with something that has been traumatizing for me so long that I didn't even come to you and say it, and now it's something that is affecting us and it's not allowing me to be comfortable around you, then why did I allow myself to
be vulnerable?
You know? Then you were not being genuine.
Rivers has got the answer.
You were not being genuine.
Or it's got perspective. Let's hear him out.
I think firstly we're afraid of, and not even in a relationship as well, we're afraid of the reaction or the feedback that we'll get from the other counterpart.
Okay, point number one. We'll give you that.
Point number one. Number two is that, remember, when you're entering into a relationship, it's also like exposing yourself to someone you don't really, really know. So you want to get comfortable to the point whereby you feel like, now, okay, I can be naked in front of you.
Do you have a number three? Do you know what I feel like his number three is going to be? You probably felt like that person was going to be the solution to your traumas.
Possibly that as well. And number four, just being afraid to take an L.
So much responsibility, bro.
No ring, Brael. Throw those L's.
Yeah, shit. You understand.
But like, can I just interject here a little bit?
A woman's perspective.
Okay, no. Before I give it to B, do you understand how much responsibility your point three is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand how massive that is?
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to have a compatible being who understands that responsibility,
sure,
absorbs it accordingly, and does what she needs to do or what he needs to
return,
do.
And exercises the same in return.
Fact.
Can I just say something? You know what's the sad thing about dating? We all use the supermarket approach to dating, right? You put all the good-looking apples in front. All the bad ones are stacked somewhere in the bag.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You put all the good-looking apples in the front to call everyone like...
Come through.
Come in.
I'm the good tree.
Yes. Come look at my fruits.
Yeah.
Shout out to that.
You know? Uh-huh. So only after unpacking and really digging through the good stuff do we get to the bad stuff, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But you know what I love about human beings? You can only be fake for so long. Like,
fact.
Scientists say that it only takes about 90 days for a person to fake something, right? After 90 days, they will get down to their true self.
You can only
pretend for so long. But I think at that point, right, the only other solution we have is to conceal. Do you get what I'm saying? To conceal, right? So I've fallen so deep in love with this person. I know he's in love with me. And I know that there's some bad qualities to me too. But I'm so afraid, like Mariti said, to project these things that I'm going to try and conceal them. But here's the thing about mental illness and every other trauma that we faced. If you do not address your traumas head on, firsthand, they will always, always reveal yourself in a relationship dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the saddest thing.
I was about to say, if you don't address your traumas, you become that trauma.
Yes.
So you become that monster that traumatized you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's why they always say that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I mean.
I think one thing we haven't uncovered is that a very major key to this is also the fear of being judged.
Yes.
You know, and it's huge. The fear of being judged. Basically, everything it is that you do consciously.
Fact.
And at the back of your mind, it's A.
Guys, just do what Eminem did. Just clean out your closet. Stop fucking... I'm sorry, mama. I never meant to hurt you. Like, clean out your closet. And I really feel like this conversation could be extended to another 2 hours of conversation.
10 days.
I really wish we could. But for the sake of time...
And do other people's closets have more clothes?
and
other people have more
for really though. Considering a lot of elements that we want to touch on, I want to say and I want to base it on one thing and one thing only. I feel like this is the part one of this whole conversation. We're going to pocket. We're going to get you guys to give us perspective, give your insight, and then we are going to extend it to a part two, because I generally feel like there's more that we can and we need to address regarding this situation. But now I'm going to pass it to the bad bitch to give us insight as to what the closing points are and how we need to just see this conversation from a positive point of view.
Did you just call a BB? Look at this. It's a backup.
So anyway, to wrap up my end of this conversation, I'd just like to remind everyone that, you know, every single part of this conversation is aimed to help and bring some light to those who needed it. And here are some few tips to maintain a positive mental health. It says here, ways to maintain positive mental health include getting professional help if you need it, and that is the most important part. Mm-hmm. Connecting with others, staying positive, getting physically active, helping others, getting enough sleep, and developing coping skills. Mm-hmm. Positive mental health allows people to realize their full potential, cope with the stresses of everyday life, work productively, and make meaningful contributions to their communities.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Healthy body, healthy mind.
And I feel like that comes to the dynamic of mental health and well-being revolves around what you eat, what you drink, who you interact with.
Gym life.
Who are yeah, of course. Like twice a month. Yeah, we get that. Already looking at that, guys. Everything around you matters, and I think you need to also understand that if your mental well-being and your mental state of mind is not solid, you need to be mindful of who you allow in, who you allow to be in your depth of the depths. It also comes back to realizing who's in your corner, who you're vulnerable to, who you allow to open up to, so that it doesn't negatively come back and slap you in the face. But now, closing this off and also saying to you guys, thank you guys for hitting us up. It's always a pleasure for us to hear from y'all. You know, the two better niggas and your favorite Zulu nigga always enjoy hearing your feedback, your opinions, and your insight. And as I did say, we are going to have a follow-up part two of the same topic with more insight, more vibes, more steez from you guys. So whatever opinions you have, send them through. You can always hit me up on the socials. You do know it's at Rev Drizzy on Insta and on Twitter. Everywhere you find me, holla back. You know your boy is live. And yeah, definitely we're going to be doing massive shit. And yeah, you know the Zulu niggas always rolling on them socials. Yeah, they need to hit you up, my nigga.
Thank you, Nomaganshani. It's your boy Black Suave all day, every day, even on a bad day. Welcome back, guys. We're back. Don't call it a comeback on some LL Cool J tip. All I'm saying is, you know, gents, and now I'm speaking specifically to the gents. Check up on the homies, boy. Check up on your boy. Check up on your boy. We don't do this enough. It's not gay to tell your homie that you love them, that you miss them, that you haven't spoken to them, bro. I love you too, bro. I really do. Like, it's not, bro. It's not. All I'm saying. All I'm saying, real talk, is just Wooty, check up on the people that matter to you, whether you like it or not. You know, it's your boy Black Suave, Nomaganshani. Uzongithola kuma social mfanakethi. Yeah, holla at the boy, holla at the kid.
Yeah, it's your boy Mrivet Wama Sweet. And in closing, I'm just gonna say, as much as we say check up, I say support, guys. We're all in this battlefield together.
Yeah.
Let's support each other. Let's be there for each other, guys. You do not know how much your support means to each other.
Yes.
Even though, it just like a timer going to a little boy's soccer game, yeah, it means a lot.
Yes.
Guys. And support Ankapilo too, you are free too, you know?
Yes.
That's all I gotta say. It's your boy signing out. Mrivet Wama Sweet. Was 012. Follow at Muriti_KingBalo10. You know what it is.
Oh, yes.
And last but not least, it's me, the nation's favorite.
The first name. Where is the nation?
The shadiest one, Panzugum Tunzwelanga.
Ironic, yeah?
Yes. Following up after Muriti, I'd like to send a very, very, very big thank you to the gentlemen. You know, it couldn't have been easy to have this conversation, but, you know, we're all here for each other. You know, in the famous words of Troy and Gabrielle from High School Musical, we're all in this together.
Oh, thank you.
Guys, send money. My enemies are after me.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the podcast Swindler is behind y'all. And yeah, guys, leaving you all with a side note reminder that we are going to be doing this shit every week. We're definitely going to be making sure that we're doing this
live
for the people, for the masses. So do send your feedback. And yeah, as you know, the only relevant reverend up in these streets, signing out with all my ninjas and my bad bitch on my side. And all I got to say is do it and do it damn good. You know what time it is. And yeah, catch you guys on the flip side. Thank you.